Dr. Dobson, you are the parent that I never had. I can't imagine where my life would be without you. Thank you for teaching me truth and how to be a wife and a mother.
Well, that's Tammy. She's a Focus on the Family listener sharing about how she was influenced for many years by Dr. James Dobson, the founder of this ministry. This is Focus on the Family with Jim Daly, and I'm John Fuller.
John, this is a sad day for us as we announce the passing of a man who went from child psychologist to best-selling author to founder of Focus on the Family and host of this very broadcast, Dr. James Dobson. He passed away yesterday. We want to take the next few minutes to honor Dr. Dobson by hearing from some of his dear friends and associates who worked closely with him over the many, many years.
Mm-hmm. And Jim, of course, you and I had the privilege of working pretty closely with Dr. Dobson for such a long time. And I worked first as a producer for this broadcast and then joined him here in the studio back in 2001, and boy, you had a variety of roles with
him. I did. You know, I was hired at first as an assistant to Dr. Dobson in 1989, so that goes back a ways, and eventually I served in various vice president's roles and became COO and was asked by Dr. Dobson to serve as president in 2004, and I assumed that role in 2005. And I've so admired his work and accomplishments over the many decades as he began Focus on the Family, inspired by his father's prayers, and started in a tiny office in Southern California in 1977. And now, all these years later, Focus continues as a global ministry from here in Colorado. God has done amazing things that Dr. Dobson could never have imagined, and he would share that often with us. I never thought it would be this. And it all started with his vision and simple desire to help hurting families, a work that continues to this day.
And he has impacted millions of people, including you and me, Jim, through books and films and radio broadcasts and speaking appearances. And today we'll hear from just a few people who worked closely with him and got to know him real well. And I'm sure their reflections will help you appreciate who Dr. Dobson was and how God used him to touch lives for Jesus Christ.
And John, we want to begin with Dr. Dobson's cousin, the late Reverend H.B. London Jr. They were very close. They often referred to each other as growing up like brothers. And Dr. Dobson eventually asked H.B. to lead our outreach to pastors here at Focus, which he did for a very long time.
Now, in this recording we're about to hear, H.B. reflected on how motivated Dr. Dobson was as a young man.
You know, growing up with Jim Dobson, you could tell, though, that his personality and his character and his drive, especially when we got to college, would take him to places that most people would never know, and it surely did. There was a resolve in him that if he had a goal or if he had something in front of him, that nothing was going to stop him. He was going to move forward regardless of the obstacle. And so he had this boldness that came from I don't know, maybe it's his parents or just from his own instincts about the culture and about the family. And regardless of what the opposition said, I mean, he might internalize it. But it was though when he got criticized for what he really believed, it just kind of turned him on to be even stronger. And almost like the Apostle Paul or John the Baptist or whomever, you know.
Yeah, take it on.
Yeah, he just said, okay, I'm willing to put my neck on the line for this.
Reflections from the late Reverend H.B. London Jr. And let's go ahead and hear now from former Focus Vice President, the late Peb Jackson, who joined Focus on the Family in the late 70s after Dr. Dobson convinced him to leave the business world so he could serve as one of our very first employees.
So we had a great relationship, endless conversations about Focus, about life. And so I was it was one of the most exhilarating relationships I had with anybody I ever worked with. I can remember driving to work with an exhilaration in the pit of my stomach because I couldn't wait to see what God was going to do. And other things like that, there was a universal interest, and because nobody was doing it. Solid material for parents, for young mothers, for single parents. There was just nobody doing that at that particular time. And he just felt this deep passion in his heart to bring hope to those folks. And when I think back, even from the beginning, those little offices, it brings a swelling in my chest about what happened in Arcadia, California. And when we would gather for prayer and we would gather to discuss things that were just astounding to us, people's response and their letters. But this couldn't have happened without the Holy Spirit, without God leading the way.
The late Peb Jackson, and if you're just joining us, we're honoring the memory of Dr. James Dobson, who passed away just yesterday. Dr. Al Mohler is a former Focus board member and a dear friend of the ministry, and he reflects now on Dr. Dobson's impact on the culture.
It was my great honor to serve on the board of Focus on the Family with Jim Dobson, who not only was chairman, but of course the founder, without whom the ministry would not have existed. And, you know, it strikes me that as I think back, the fact that James Dobson was on the scene when he was an act of God's sovereignty. At the very time that so many American families, including Christian families, were facing unprecedented pressures and trial, Jim Dobson arrived on the scene as a trustworthy, convictional Christian counselor, guide. He was so trusted that he was brought into the homes of Americans. Mothers listened in their kitchens on the radio, fathers in their car, and untold millions and millions of children and families were impacted by the spiritual wisdom that came from Jim Dobson through Focus on the Family. It was a man in a moment that can be explained only in the sovereignty of God. And it was one of the great privileges of my life to be there as a witness and as a friend as I saw God using Jim Dobson in such a remarkable way.
Let's go ahead and turn now to retired Air Force Lieutenant General Pat Caruana, former chairman of the board here at Focus on the Family.
Certainly anyone who has known or heard of Dr. Dobson has been blessed by the ministry that God has called him into in a very special way. Myself and my family were personally recipients of the blessing of knowing what Focus on the Family stood for long before we met its founder and our beloved brother, Dr. James Dobson. And then lo and behold, in the mid-90s, God blessed us by sending us to Colorado Springs and through that opportunity to meet Dr. James Dobson. And through that, still a mystery to me and a huge blessing, he asked if I would serve on the board of Focus on the Family with him. It was through that experience that I got to know Jim Dobson, a brother in Christ, fellow believer, and a man who had a special call to stand strong for the family, for life, and for the godly principles that we knew and had walked in through his word. I can truly say from both professionally and personal contact with Dr. Dobson, Jim Dobson, my friend and brother, that he truly answered the call when God said, "Who can I send?" And Jim said, "God, you can send me." And he answered that call.
We're paying tribute today on Focus on the Family to Dr. James Dobson. And we'll hear now from Mr. Kim Robinson, a former board member here at Focus.
One of the most memorable stories with Dr. Dobson was the very first story. I was an avid listener to Focus on the Family, loved listening to Doc, but didn't know him personally, and out of the blue, I get a phone call from him. And he invites me to lunch at Focus on the Family with my wife to have lunch with he and Shirley. Why did he call me? I was shocked. But I came, and we had lunch in his conference room, and he treated me and Tammy like he had known us all his life. It was such a personal touch. He was so genuine, He was so sensitive. He had this incredible ability to connect with people, and we just felt instantly loved. He had this incredible ability to be an empathetic listener, and then to get at the heart of the matter and touch people deep inside. And his legacy in establishing Focus on the Family was the millions, and I emphasize millions of people that he touched, not only here in the U.S., but in numerous countries around the world. And that legacy continues to live on as Focus on the Family is very active. People are getting saved and accepting Jesus as their personal Savior. Marriages are being helped. Parents are being equipped to raise children, godly children. And his legacy is living on in the individual lives of millions of people all around the world. It all began with the vision in his heart and his mind, and God blessed it tremendously.
That again is Kim Robinson, a former board member, and Dr. Dobson's friendship and genuine concern for others extended to another past board member and former president of the Heritage Foundation, Mrs. Kay Coles James.
Of course he was an extraordinary father. Of course he was a great husband. Of course he was well known and respected as a leader. But he was also such a great friend. I can remember a time when Charles and I were struggling with the news that we received from our son that he was gay. Probably the first person, as a matter of fact, the first person I called was Jim Dobson. But Jim and Shirley stayed on the phone for an hour and a half with us, crying with us, counseling with us, encouraging us to love our son. And I wish that people could know that side of Jim Dobson, Jim Dobson, the friend. I really admire, respect, and love him for not just that time, but the hours that he spent with us, loving us, encouraging us, and encouraging and loving our son. And that's a part of his personality that people may not have seen when they understood the tough public policy positions that he took. He is also just the most kind, loving, warm friend that anyone could ask for.
Mrs. Kay Coles James, a former board member, and this is a special tribute today to Dr. James Dobson, the founder of Focus on the Family, who passed away yesterday. And there is more to come. I hope you can stay with us till the end of the broadcast, or continue listening at the website or through our mobile app or on YouTube, or get a download at focusonthefamily.com/broadcast.
John, Dr. Dobson had a passion for helping couples to strengthen their marriage and family, and we're going to hear now from one of the millions of couples who was impacted by his ministry.
My name is Jeff Armour, and my wife Karen and I were married in 1977, and we were going to church together, and we had heard about a series called Turn Your Hearts Toward Home that Dr. James Dobson had prepared, and so we went to hear that series, and it changed our lives. It blessed us. It was the common sense and truth of the Bible coming through in his teaching of marriage, family, parenting, just a wonderful foundational instruction for us as newlyweds. And it brought the Bible and the teachings and Jesus alive in our marriage and in our parenting and in our home. We have three children. All three are believers. All three are married. And between the three families there, we have eight grandchildren. So we are abundantly blessed. I am very grateful for Dr. Dobson's heart, for his love for humanity and trying to make a difference, and what he built with Focus on the Family. And we are grateful to him and his his work all these years.
Well, Dr. Dobson's books and films also had a tremendous influence in the halls of Congress, as former Congressman Frank Wolf shares in this next clip.
Well, Jim Dobson has had such an impact on my life. I had run for Congress in 1976 and lost. I ran again in 1978 and lost. I ran in 1980 and finally won. I have five children, and I was never home. I was never, never home. And I saw this film that Jim Dobson had, the Folk Stone family put out, called Where Is Dad? And I saw that film and I broke down crying. I went home that night and I apologized to my wife and my five children. And I said I was going to put my family first from there on in. But literally, had I not seen that film, I could have lost my family. Jim Dobson had an impact on my life. In fact, as my kids, when they were growing up, used to talk about AD and BD. BD was before I saw the Dobson film, and AD was after the Dobson film. So I have just been so grateful and appreciative for Jim. I have told him a number of times. Literally, I read all of Dobson's books. I read Strong Will Child, Dare to Discipline. I read them all. And I've also learned, another thing that I've learned from Jim is I learned to pray for my children by name, and now my grandchildren, I have 16 grandchildren, by name every single night. So I'm beginning to kind of tear up. Jim Dobson has made such an impact on my life, and I'm so very grateful for him.
Aside from the remarkable things that God has done through Dr. Dobson and Focus on the Family, it's also amazing to see how other ministries have grown and flourished with Dr. Dobson's support and encouragement. Here's our good friend, Pastor Tony Evans, with the Urban Alternative.
I don't have enough words to express my deep love and appreciation for the life of Jim Dobson and what it has meant to me, my family, and my ministry. I remember well when we went to Focus on the Family, and this was in the early 80s, we got exposed to the ministry of Focus at a deeper level. They had done a story on me and Lois and our family and our burden for what was happening, particularly in the urban community with the Black family. He sort of took us under his wings and opened up the systems of Focus. He not only, you know, encouraged us and prayed for us, but he opened up the system so that we could learn a lot of the expertise of developing and taking our ministry to the next level, until we find ourselves now on over 1,400 outlets throughout America and in over 130 countries around the world. But throughout all of this was cultivated a great personal friendship. I will be eternally grateful for the life and love of Jim Dobson and Focus and what it has and continues to mean because of those early days of friendship, fellowship, and shared faith and burden for the family that I shared with Jim Dobson and Jim Dobson shared with me. We will always publicly affirm what Jim Dobson has meant to us.
And then again, Dr. Tony Evans. Let's go ahead and hear some reflections from Bible teacher and historian Ray Vanderlaan, talking about Dr. Dobson's vision for the popular film series That the World May Know.
In the early 1990s, became friends with some folks here in West Michigan who put together a trip to Israel. It turned out that they were also friends with Dr. and Mrs. Dobson. Lo and behold, to my amazement, they included Dr. Dobson and Mrs. Dobson on that particular trip to Israel. I had been doing trips to Israel for some time. I knew Dr. Dobson because I had been impacted by the Focus on the Family film series some years before, but had never met him, never thought I would ever meet someone of that significance in my life. And lo and behold, Dr. and Mrs. Dobson ended up going to Israel with us. he immediately saw that there would be significant value in bringing the Bible text back for people who would probably never visit Israel. And he proposed that we film that particular study in Israel. Well, that's become my life's work. We've spent 25 years working on a project that came to his mind just instantaneously, and he did whatever it took over the next month or so to pull it together, to get the support necessary, to get Focus on the Family organized to be part of that. And I was amazed not only at his insight that that would be well received, but also how quickly he was able to pull that off. Just a very significant thing. Had a huge impact on my life, obviously, in many ways, both personally and in terms of the film series.
And those films have touched the lives of so many, and of course that again, Ray Vanderlaan. Dr. Dobson had an incredible impact on the growth of Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch in Oregon, and Kim Meter shared a really touching memory about a visit he paid to the ranch.
Oh my goodness. Over the years, we've become such dear friends, so much so to the point that he came to Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch in 2010. And I watched this stately gentleman step out of the car and instantly be set by this halo of children who rushed around him. And at 75, I watched him bend old knees and get down on his knees in the dirt to engage every child that rushed up to him, and some just dove into his arms. And every single one, he got down on their level, eye to eye, that they would know that they were seen and loved by this man who had come to meet them. Later on in the day, we made an opportunity for Dr. Dobson and his staff to engage in what we do at the ranch, which is riding horses oftentimes. And we brought out a giant Frisian war horse, a huge black mare. And you could see many of the staff back up and a little bit of intimidation. And Dr. Dobson stepped forward and said, "I would love to ride." And I could see concerned glances going back and forth. And in no time, here he is, 75, on top of a giant Frisian, and with very little instruction, just set about at a canter. And then I saw something amazing. I could just see this transformation of that place within each one of us that doesn't age. And I got to watch the 75-year-old man, and I saw him just become a 15-year-old boy, cantering a horse with black mane coming up and down in his face, just laughing and laughing, lap after lap after lap. Just a boy riding his horse in the afternoon breeze.
Well, what a tremendous story from Kim Meter as we remember the life of Dr. James Dobson. And as we near the end of our tribute today, stay with us because we'll hear from another Focus listener. And also a special recording from Dr. Dobson in just a moment.
John, I think those we've heard from have said it so well as we've honored Dr. Dobson's memory and reflected on the incredible impact of his ministry and literally his life's work, and that includes creating Focus on the Family. Dr. Dobson's impact won't be fully known until we all get to heaven, and I know that Dr. Dobson would love nothing more than for you to know Jesus Christ today.
Yes, that core conviction would be that you receive the gift of eternal life. And if you don't have a relationship with Christ, with Jesus, you can begin by trusting in Him today. And we have a free online resource. It's called Coming Home, and it explains the Christian walk and will give you some next steps. You'll find that at FocusOnTheFamily.com.
We've heard from many of Jim Dobson's personal friends and associates. But perhaps his greatest impact has been on the millions of men and women, moms and dads, who have listened to his voice on the radio for many decades. Several years ago, we recorded a special phone call from a woman named Arlene, and I think she captures well the sentiment of many of us Focus listeners.
Dr. Dobson, Focus on the Family, how can I say thank you for what you have meant to me? In my imagination, I have often pictured myself at a long table where I would stand and publicly honor you, Dr. Dobson, for the impact, the growth, and the investment that your life has had and been in my life. I believe I'm speaking for so many thousands of women who, like me, have listened to you through Focus on the Family since the early 80s. You taught us how to love our husbands, how to train our children. You encouraged us when we were down. You made us laugh and cry and inspired us to lift our hands in worship and praise to our God. Because of your obedience to Him, He used you to touch our lives. You have been a father to us. I honor you, my spiritual father, mentor, and friend. Well done, Dr. Dobson. You have been a good and faithful servant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well done, our dear, dear Dr. Dobson.
What a touching comment from Arlene, as we remember Dr. James Dobson, who passed away yesterday. Here at the end of our special tribute, we want to share some very meaningful comments from Dr. Dobson, in his own words, from the Turn Your Heart Toward Home film series from years ago.
Go back to your roots, back to your faith, and in that faith I find meaning and purpose and dignity and self-esteem, self-respect, self-control, and identity. I know who I am because I know whose I am. And I've come down at this stage of my life with only two objectives for what's left. The first is to serve my fellow man, beginning with my own family. And the second is to be acceptable to the God who made me. And to hear those words, how I want to hear those words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And nothing else will stand the scrutiny of time.